Good morning, church. Again, I'm Reverend Clifford Young, and I'll be bringing today's message, which is entitled, Faith in the Midst of the Storm. It's going to be coming from the Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 23 to 27. The scripture is, now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, that's Jesus. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, O ye of little faith, why are you fearful? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Again, the title of this message is Faith in the Midst of the Storm. You know, everyone goes through storms. Some are big and some are little. Some, you know, depending upon you, how you feel about it, you know, it's going to bother you. I think about the various storms that I've been through in my life, and some people say, oh, man, I don't know if I could have went through that. Others say, oh, man, that wasn't no big thing. But one thing we do know is faith reveals something. Storms reveal something about a faith. You know, what does storms reveal about our faith? It reveals everything. It really reveals whether or not you have faith. In this scripture, Jesus rebukes the disciples because he said, O ye of little faith, why are you fearful? What does the storm reveal about the disciples' faith? Again, it revealed everything. It revealed the measure of faith they had. Here they were with Jesus in a boat, and they let a storm upset them. Well, let's take a look at the situation that involved in these disciples being in the storm. The first thing we're going to look at is the events leading up to the storm. You know, if you go through and read this passage of scripture in Matthew, you're starting in, go back to the 6th chapter, you'll find that Jesus is delivering the Sermon on the Mount, that great sermon that covers two chapters or more. Giving this great Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer, and all these different things that are happening. And this is all happening before the storm. And he's holding the attention. All these people are there. A great multitude is there. And he's just delivering these great things. And then, after the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus leaves, and he's on way toward the boat, in the boat. He encounters lepers who he's healed. He encounters a centurion servant who was sick, and the centurion servant was a Roman, and he come asking Jesus to heal his servant. And this encounter is recorded because the centurion, Jesus, okay, I'll come to your house and heal him. I'll come to where your servant, and the centurion said, no, I'm not worthy for you to come, but I understand what you are, the authority. He said, I am a man of authority, and I say, come to this one, and he comes and say, go to that one, and do this. He said, I understand that authority you have, so all you do is say, heal, and my servant will be healed. And that's what kind of faith he was demonstrating. And Jesus marveled, he said, I marvel that I have found not so great a faith in all of Israel. Now, this is the centurion's faith. We had a leper who came with faith to be healed. He said, Jesus, I believe you can heal you. I believe it. Heal me. Peter's mother-in-law was sick, and she got healed. There were people with demons who Jesus cast out demons, and Jesus healed many others. These are all the events leading up to the storm that the disciples went. And they ain't seen all this. See, they've seen the leper get healed by faith. They've seen all these things that have happened just for them to get into the boat and be with Jesus in the boat. Okay? Okay, the voyage begins in faith. So they're getting on the boat. They might not even have to have faith because some of them were fishermen. So they're getting in the boat. They got Jesus with them, and Jesus said, we're going to the other side. So they get in the boat. And first they see is Jesus gets in the boat with them. And what did Jesus do in the boat? Jesus said, I'm tired. I'm going to go back and lay down. And he falls asleep. Generally when you're tired and you're in a comfortable, restful, you won't fall asleep. So they tell you, if Jesus falls asleep, this is a slam dunk. We're going across to the other side. We didn't see him do all this power and everything. So this is a slam dunk going on to the other side on this voyage. Little did they know, they're going to run into a storm. This wasn't no ordinary storm. So listen, it was a sudden storm. I mean, it came without warning. It was so fierce that the boat was having waves so fast. And they've got these experienced fishermen, like there's at least four of them experienced fishermen, and they normally know how to deal with the boat and how to get the boat through the storm. But this must have been some storm because they cannot handle what's going on there. So, as a result, they said, well, we've done all we can, and now they fight because they don't know what to do. And they are afraid of their lives. So what they do what we all can do. We're going to look for a way to solve the problem. They did all they could do. And then they said, you know what? Let's go wake up Jesus. Let's go wake up Jesus. So they go to wake up Jesus. They cry out to Jesus, don't you care that we're about to perish? Don't you? I mean, you are in the bottom of the boat. You know this boat's got to be disturbing to sleep. No, I don't know about that, but I'm in a boat. The boat is tossing and turning. I'm moving about. I ain't going to sleep. But Jesus was asleep. Because he knew they were going to make it through to the other side. Because he knew who he was. He's the master of the sea. They done seen all the stuff he done done on before they get them. And they do not have enough faith to be with Jesus in the boat. And so Jesus lets them know what kind of faith they have. He says, He called and said, oh, ye of little faith. He measures their faith. This storm measures their faith. No, oftentimes we don't know what we got or what we have. Like in grade school or whatever, there's a way of determining how and what you have. And so, we say we got faith, but just let a storm ride. See, these disciples thought that his faith was going to be tested by the spiritualness of the storm. And what they found out is they had little faith despite Jesus, what Jesus had said and done prior to any of the book. You know, they had seen, anything Jesus said and done, and yet, when it come to being in the boat, they were fearful of the storm. And that's just like us. I equate myself. up with this situation is traffic in, because it's the old saying, what have you done for me lately? About yesterday, the bad, but this, the present, this is the very moment. It's a whole different ballgame. It's just like when you people go through and you're going through something, and people say, oh, it'll be okay, you know, just hold on a bit. This is me in this situation, and not you. They had to go through the storm, and they found out the storm was something that increased their faith. You know, one of the things that they found out was they were able to witness a life-changing faith. You know, they, in that storm, saw Jesus do something they hadn't seen him before. You know, like they had seen all the other events, but here he is, they seen Jesus rebuke the wind and the waves. What kind of, what kind of man is this that has the power, the authority, words to rebuke the winds and waves and make calm down? You know, this is some kind of situation that they're seeing in county of faith, unlike anything else. They went through this situation in this sea where Jesus rebuked them for having little faith. And after he rebukes them for having little faith, he shows them the whole thing that they will learn, have learned, is that he got this. Jesus got the situation. He's the master of the sea. He's able to control everything in life. And you know, this should be a lesson to us. Because when we look at it, we are so much like these disciples that as long as things are running pretty good, or we say we can control them, we're all right. But what happens when we go through these storms of life that we haven't been through before, like the COVID situation, or just let a illness touch us like cancer, or going through the homelessness and a number of things that can happen? What happens when we lose that loved one? So many things that we are not prepared for, something can hit us. What if, like that young man who I saw the news that he's lost 8 members of his family to the coronavirus. He's lost his business. And all he's left in a situation where he's not eligible for unemployment. He's not eligible for any assistance. All he knows is he's got a wife who's pregnant, and she's getting ready to have a baby come Thanksgiving. That's a storm. That is a storm. When I heard that, I couldn't help but empathize with his situation, wondering, does he have the faith to allow him to go through it? How many of us, if we were put in that situation, would be able to have the faith to go through it? A lot of us are older, and so we've been through quite a lot, so we know about the different storms of life, but a lot of young people get ready to experience some storms of this life that it's not like anything else. So we've got to get ready to help them make it through these storms, because it ain't no joke. the economy is getting ready to go belly up, the housing. Like I say, a lot of young people, adults with families are moving back in with their parents. I mean, it is that bad. So the question is, the storm is coaching. Ooh. I don't know about y'all, but I don't worry about storms no more. I don't have that feeling of fear, being fearful of the storm. In fact, I kind of relish the storm because I realize now them storms is making me stronger and getting better. But when you're going through your first shoe, they ain't nothing nice. I know when I was younger and I started flying on the airplane for the first time, I didn't like flying. I was scared of flying. I was fearful. But generally, after I went through a few times, I got okay with flying. But there's still things that I know God's going to send my way, and He's going to send all of our way. The question is, will we be able to be not have fear, but have faith? But that's the only thing I see now is either you got fear or faith in the storm. So get ready for your storm. You may be coming out of it like you're going to be successful. So I just want to encourage you again. These storms are real. It's very fierce. But we can and will make it through. God bless you.